listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. On today's program, I want to talk about the invasion of what has already become a World War III scenario against America, Europe, Russia, China, and every nation on planet Earth. They are, all of them, including the USA, is under siege by two things simultaneously. One is America and the other nations are under total siege, total invasion by the most dangerous, demonic, monolithic enemy the world has yet ever encountered. And yet, even though the level of this invasion is literally off the Richter scale, so to speak, even though this invasion is so overwhelming, it has the capacity to conceal itself and hide itself at the same time. So the fact of the matter is, and it's a tragic fact of the matter, by the way, the fact of the matter is that most people, most Americans, most Christians, most conservatives, and just ordinary people of every type and kind, the vast majority of them, even though they are being inundated and invaded like never before, are completely unaware of the fact that this invasion, this total of invasion, has largely already occurred, and that the organized motion, the super organizational structures are self-erecting, self-assembling right before our very eyes. But because it's largely generated by AI, artificial intelligence, it is right smack in front of your eyeballs, yet at the same time, simultaneously, for whatever reason, the average person is blind, cannot see the existence of an all-encompassing, dangerous reality that is assaulting you, and whose entire purpose, make no mistake about it, the entire purpose of this invasion is to subjugate you and your loved ones and your children and grandchildren and so on and so forth, to totally take down what is left of any free or somewhat free nations on planet Earth. Their goal is a total smackdown, a total takedown of any nation that even remotely champions Judeo-Christian values and freedom. And all of this is being done right now as you listen to me speak on the Paul McGuire Report. And for those of you that have been listening for many years, you know that I have been warning of this coming event and these coming events. I have been warning about them for decades. And the proof of that is just pick up my books and see the topics where I expose this and just observe the copyright dates that go back 10, 20, and more years and decades, where I warn of all of these things that are going to come. Now, who is behind it? Well, I've talked about who is behind it in my books, like A Prophecy of the Future of America, like Conquering the Matrix, like The Day the Dollar Died, like The Greatest Battle, like Power from on High, so on and so forth. Other people, not a huge percentage, but a significant percentage of other people over the years have also written and warned about it. And now it's here. And it has come in a form that is largely unrecognizable to the average person. That form is, it has come like an angel of light. It has come as if it were a deliverer, a savior. But in reality, it has come in the form of a false Christ or an antichrist, and a false Christ system or an antichrist system. And that system has been known for thousands of years, going all the way back to ancient Babylon. And I deal with that whole history of ancient Babylon as the mother of the New World Order. And when you take a deep dive in my earlier books, you see that I talk about these things, such as in my book, The Babylon Code, and other books. So now it has arrived at our doorstep in the form, the deceiving form of an angel of light, of something that is good, something that will function as a savior to mankind. and what is supposed to function as a savior to mankind, what is being sold to the ignorant and to the deceived, what is being sold to them is the set of ideas which add up to big lies, which proclaim that a cultic New World Order consisting of a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world economic system has come to save the world and to create a new world order where everybody has equal access to health care and medicine and doctors. Everybody has an opportunity to equal income. Prosperity is enjoyed by all. And in effect, as the lies pile up, the message of the new world order is that we have come to bring heaven on earth, paradise on earth, which, by the way, is the same promise, practically word for word, used by the Communist Revolution, Adolf Hitler, and the Nazi Fascist Revolution, the Communist Revolution of China, and so on and so forth. They all promised paradise on earth, but what they actually delivered was not paradise. What they delivered, make no mistake about it, know what history teaches you. Know what history is warning you right now. What they actually brought was not paradise on earth. What they brought was literally hell, absolute hell on earth. And you can measure the scope of the hell that they ushered in by just knowing some of the statistics regarding these successions of New World Orders. In the Communist Russian Revolution, hundreds of millions of people died. In the Communist Chinese Revolution, hundreds of millions of people died. In the Adolf Hitler Nazi Fascist Revolution, at least 100 million or more people died. Everything from the concentration camps to the gas camps to the ovens where bodies were suffocated or incinerated. Mass death. And here we are with the same monetary interests, the same international bankers, the same hidden globalist Luciferian elite orchestrating a massive global abomination. And so you say, well, who are these people? I'm not going to tell you specifically who they are, but I can lead you definitively to the place where you can find out who they are. And at the same time, you will have the documentation and verification you need to prove what I'm trying to warn you about. Some of these super wealthy families, like the families of the Gates Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates, the Gates Foundation, the Rockefeller family, the Rothschild family, and others of these super billionaire families, Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum, have been organizing together for many decades to create and bring in this new world order through a series of devious technologies, devious strategies, and devious devices. Let's just take one. The so-called vaccine, which was sold to you as a deliverer, as a healer from getting COVID. But what you weren't told by the media that is owned by these billionaire, trillionaire types, what you were not told the truth. You were told lies. You were told that this would be good for you and spare you and your children from death. But did it? I'm not going to come to a conclusion for you. You got to come to a conclusion for yourself. What does the data suggest? What do the statistics suggest? What was the result of all these vaccines being distributed and forced upon people? What happened to them as we follow the lives of hundreds of millions of people in America and across planet Earth? What do we see as the health outcomes that were produced when people took the vaccine? Were they better or worse? Well, I don't have access to all the statistics and all the data, But I'll tell you what I saw. I saw a strange number of movie stars and celebrities, reports of them dying mysteriously from similar diseases, like when your blood and your arteries are clogged with some kind of artificial stuff, and then you have heart attacks and die prematurely. I remember reading regularly reports of airline pilots who would mysteriously drop dead from heart attacks. I remember reading about National Football League athletes and basketball superstars and soccer players and others. I remember seeing the video of some of these people literally dropping dead on the middle of the sports field. They're dropping dead after ingesting the vaccine. They drop dead. So you do the analysis. You do the math. You tell me if it was a good thing. And what families, what money was behind those vaccines? What people were behind those vaccines? Well, some of the wealthiest families in the world. And what is the real purpose of the vaccine? And then we have this strange substance, which the mainstream media never talks about, this substance, which was an essential ingredient in the vaccine. And that essential ingredient in the vaccine was graphene. Graphene. Graphene seemed to have contributed to a lot of the fatalities that relatively healthy people were experiencing after they got vaccinated. Many doctors alleged that one of the causative agents that was creating the health crisis among the vaccinated was the fact that they had gotten a vaccine with graphene in it, or graphene oxide, a dangerous chemical, a very dangerous chemical. And again, allegedly, the chemical symbol behind graphene oxide or graphene, the chemical component on a molecular level, its number is 666. I mean, that is like beyond belief, that the number of this dangerous chemical in the vaccine, graphene, is 666, which of course is the number of the mark of the beast. And think of the irony of that, especially in light of the fact that just before, about a year before the vaccine was released, they held a series of trial runs with the vaccine. And in these trial runs, one of the trial runs was called ID 2020. Now, ID 2020 was financed by some of the people that financed the vaccine. And the goal of ID 2020 and the hidden agenda behind the vaccine, well, the agenda behind the vaccine, it has many agendas. So, for example, essentially, when you receive the vaccine, according to certain scientists and technology people, you're not just receiving, well, first of all, it's not technically even a vaccine. And what you're receiving is a nanotechnology device which self-assembles in your body and your bloodstream. So this nanotechnology device turns your body and brain into a receiver of 5G electromagnetic frequencies. It also turns your body and brain into a transmitter of electromagnetic frequencies. So essentially, you become a walking, breathing, talking AM and FM radio broadcasting station, as well as a radio receiver. I'm simplifying it, but I think you get the point. So through EMF technology, which is what 5G is, electromagnetic frequency technology, when your body is hit by that frequency from a cell tower or a next door neighbor or whatever. All kinds of things can happen to your body accidentally, inadvertently, and then, unfortunately, on purpose and strategically. So, for example, with the Havana syndrome, they beamed disease to American diplomats from a remote location. They used EMF frequencies to bombard the bodies of the American ambassadors and give them cancers, cancer. And this was called the Havana syndrome. So they can broadcast disease into your body. They can broadcast mind control commands buried in your subconscious. They can change your mood, make you angry, aroused, confused, spaced out, hearing voices. They can also make you feel tranquil, peaceful, serene. In other words, you become like a puppet being controlled by a puppet master. When they move to 6G, they will no longer need to inject, jab, or infuse a nanotechnology that is technological and self-assembles. When they evolve 5G technology into 6G technology, then all of a sudden, there is no existing technological material self-evolving inside of you. It has now become an invisible sub-microscopic entity where your DNA and your actual human body is transformed genetically with the capacity to broadcast or receive information. But their motive in putting it in people is total control. You understand that, right? This is all about the most powerful group in the world realizing their secret Luciferian dream, which is to have total digital dictatorial control over mankind. And that's what this is all about. That's what ID 2020 is. So the name of the game, when you blow the smoke out of everybody's eyes, the name of the game is to use medical technologies, to use medical technologies as a Trojan horse by which, under the disguise of medically helping people and using various technologies, you are in reality enslaving people and dominating people and controlling their minds, in reading their minds, and controlling their ability to buy or sell, controlling their ability to participate in the economic sphere. When this nanotechnology evolves in a person, first in the 5G phase and then secondarily in the 6G phase, you become like, again, a puppet with invisible puppet strings, controlled by your puppet masters, who are the Luciferian or globalist elite. So this is the secret plan of their new world order, which has been in existence from at least the time of the Tower of Babel and ancient Babylon. Because ancient Babylon was the first place where they mapped out their secret plan to create what was called Mystery Babylon, which was the first draft of their plans for establishing a Luciferian New World Order, which consisted of a one world government, one world religion, and one world economic system. Now, this is all happening in our time period at hyperspeed. And the New World Order is being rebooted right in front of us. It's just that they have rebranded it with a new name for advertising marketing purposes. And the new name of their New World Order is now called the Great Reset. But you have to understand that the people behind the Great Reset are perpetual, constant liars. They are openly serving Lucifer or Satan, who is the father of lies. So it's nothing strange for them to look into a camera, to look into your eyes, and to habitually and completely lie to you about what their game plan is, because they are the children of the lie. And more importantly than being the children of the lie, like Adolf Hitler, who was a hardcore disciple of the occult, as well as the Nazis, Hitler promoted the theory of making the German people captive by convincing them to believe in what he called the big lie. In the same way today, the globalist or Luciferian elite employ that same strategy of getting the masses to believe the big lie about their lives and their future. An example of this would be something I've said to you numerous times, but no matter how many times I say it, it's not enough. And those are the words of Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, and his partners in the World Economic Forum. Klaus Schwab has continually said, as a promise to the masses from the World Economic Forum, you will own absolutely nothing, but you'll never be happier in your entire life, which of course is a total, complete lie. The globalist elite specialize in owning everything. All their happiness and joy is contingent upon the fact that they own absolutely everything. They've set up their great reset in such a way that you will own nothing and they will own absolutely everything. And the whole thing, the Great Reset, is a scam. It's a global scam to transfer all the money, wealth, positions, labor, or whatever, from the middle and lower class people of planet Earth and funnel it into the hands of the super wealthy, who will then be forced to be digital slaves, digital clones, digital robots of the dictators behind the Great Reset, with no hope, because their destiny will be to be electronically transformed through the use of artificial intelligence, AI, and to transform the masses not into being fully human, not into being enhanced human beings, but to be animalistic machines, to be like human-looking, human-like robots. But the fact of the matter is that humanity will not even be remotely human. You will be transformed into a transhumanist, non-human robotic entity. Your memory will be wiped clean. The only thing you will be able to think about is that which they have programmed into your mind and consciousness, and you will be programmed right from the core of your identity. You will be programmed to be a digital slave to the Luciferian elite, who are serving this world based on a deal they cut with Lucifer. Lucifer is the fallen angel leading a rebellion against God, and Lucifer wants to overthrow God in the throne room of God, and Lucifer wants to be worshipped as God, as he sits as a counterfeit God on the throne room of God. And joining Lucifer are the fallen angels, the demons, the principalities and powers, and all those men and women, first the elite men and women, then the ordinary men and women, who also chose to sell their souls to Satan in return for receiving this Mark of the Beast technology, or this nanotechnology that will allow their brains and consciousness to be plugged into a global hive mind or a world brain. But the bottom line is, all these people who have electronically and digitally and through artificial intelligence, all these people who have united themselves with Lucifer will become Lucifer's captives and slaves. And this is what Aldous Huxley referred to in a speech and in his books, Brave New World. Huxley referred to a thing called the final revolution and the final solution. The Nazis used that word, the final solution. And their final solution was when they genetically re-engineered all or killed all of the millions of what they perceived to be defective human beings and genetically reconfigure them to be automatons or slaves genetically to the master race who were supposedly the Nazis. This is what the Gateses and the Rockefellers and the globalist elite want. This is their secret game plan, and they're in the middle of doing it now. If mankind does not wake up, if Christians do not wake up and see the light of what's going on and respond to the call of God that God is issuing upon each Christian in this last day's hour, if we do not respond by heeding the call of Jesus Christ upon our lives, the last day's battles, we are in jeopardy of losing absolutely everything on a scale that is totally unimaginable. You're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us, and we'll be back in just a moment. Okay, you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. One of the things I want to share with you is this. We are in a war, or as I say with the title of my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. That's where we are right now. And the important thing to understand is that in every war, in every battle, you need things like soldiers, you need resources, you need weapons. In spiritual battles, you need intercessory prayer warriors, you need evangelists, you need communicators. You need people that will stand up and influence others in a law-abiding and peaceful manner. And all of this requires people to join together for a common purpose and goal. Our common purpose and goal, by the way, should be self-evident. We are in great jeopardy of losing America as a free nation. We are literally, our fate is hanging in the balance. So we need to rise quickly, intelligently, sanely, and most of all, strategically, and stand in the power of the Holy Spirit in a law-abiding and peaceful way. And don't get like super religious all about it. We're not talking about some super religious game. We're talking about simply you make the choice every day to call on God. You don't have to do a big rain dance in front of him to impress him. To call on God every day, ask God to fill you with his power, ask God to use you, and he will. He will, by the way, because he's faithful. And you don't have to be perfect, you know, with your little scorecard in order for God to use you, because God uses people based on grace, unmerited or unearned favor. So you and I come before God, and we ask God to use us. We want to be the instruments of God, the spiritual warriors of God. So I'm inviting you to join me in this great spiritual battle for the hearts and minds of mankind and the world. The battle is being held on a communications level, an idea level, which creates strongholds or dismantle strongholds, which are satanic arguments that deceive people and they capture people. Also, we want to pray. I mean, really, spiritual warfare is primarily a matter of showing up. God does all the work. All he's looking for is you to open the door a crack, and his power will pour through your life in an amazing way. So we need you to pray for us, for our families, our loved ones, everybody associated with this ministry. We need your prayers. We need you to become an intercessory prayer warrior for us. And then we need you to simply ask God the question, Lord, how much would you have me give in terms of a donation, a financial contribution, or a gift? And whatever it is God tells you to do, obey him. Being confident of the fact that God honors your giving, kind of like the sowing of seed, and you will reap a harvest for your faithfulness. So give. No matter what God tells you to do, give, because he'll bless you for it. I could recite the testimonies of blessing and intervention that have occurred in my life that are nothing less than miraculous. And you can experience that in your life. So we need you to stand with us with your contributions and financial gifts. because all wars, spiritual or otherwise, require financing. The enemy is spending billions in America to destroy America. If God's people would just give whatever it is God is putting on your heart to give, he would multiply the giving of his people, just like he multiplied the fishes and the loaves. He'll multiply your gifts, and then that gives us the money that we must have to expand this outreach, upgrade our technology, add the protections in the technology, hire the volunteers and part-time workers and stuff. We need to expand the ministry because we don't have much time left. And there's not that many people speaking the truth in a rational, analytical, and yet biblical manner. So I ask you to ask the Lord what to do, and whatever he tells you to do, do. And we need you to be an intercessory prayer warrior for us, our families, our loved ones, the ministry, and all those associated with the ministry. And then I need you, even before you stop listening today, go to the social media app or go to the internet site that you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report on. Go to it now and simply check the computer where it says follow. Choose to follow the Paul McGuire Report. By electronically following the Paul McGuire Report, you help us break the constant lies of rigging that are being used to minimize our impact. Because we're speaking the truth in love, we have enemies that want to remove us from the internet or marginalize our impact. When you choose to just follow us, you're voting in support. And what happens is then we attract more and more people. And the reason we attract more and more people and reach more and more people is when people see an increase in growth in numbers, their computers are programmed to lock into that. And it opens many doors on the internet that wouldn't otherwise be open. But when you follow us, it opens all kinds of doors. Now, that's not asking a whole lot. And if you'll do that, it'll help us in amazing ways. I don't have the freedom at this particular moment to discuss some of the things that I'm involved in, nor do I want to be misconstrued as bragging. But I will say this, and then I have to just kind of pull it back. I'm involved in certain projects that have the power to shape the destiny of this nation in a very powerful way at the highest levels. Now, this is something that I've been involved in for quite a few years, and I don't talk about it. Maybe you read about it or read about me or something in a particular publication, but I don't talk about it on a regular level. And as I'm sure you know, there are reasons for that. But we have a chance to change the direction of America if we will all show up to the spiritual battlefield. So remember, the weapons of our warfare are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds are arguments of deceit, arguments of false belief systems, destroying satanic delusions, satanic deceptions that lodge into the consciousness of people's minds and hearts. All of that can be removed by the supernatural power of God when you begin to pray as a focused spiritual prayer warrior. And remember, this is no small thing. God promises us that all things are possible with God. And when two or more of us agree on earth as touching anything, it shall be done for them by my Father who is in heaven. That means when we pray prayers of agreeing prayer, people, and you're praying prayers of agreeing prayer with people that are praying for me in this program, you may never see the people you're praying with, but you're agreeing together. And in your agreement before the throne of the Lord Jesus Christ, that opens the door of heaven for God to move mightily on your behalf and my behalf, and it helps to defeat the enemies of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we need to move quickly. There are things hanging in the balance that could potentially destroy America forever. We can't let that happen on our watch, and God has given us a watch. I'm not talking about, you know, a digital watch or an electronic watch that you wear on your wrist. I'm talking about God has given us the responsibility, all of us, of being watchmen on the wall for a particular season. And our job is to be awake, alert, and on our watch, looking out for the enemy trying to invade, looking out to prevent the enemy's attacks. And when we do that, we can be victorious in the spiritual battle. And that's what God wants. It is not the design or plan of God for the Satanists and the Luciferians and the Great Reset and the rest of those people. They are stealing the victory. They are stealing the land that belongs to us in Jesus Christ. The only reason they get away with it, listen carefully, because this is a really simple truth, but it's profound. The only reason they get away with stealing the land that God gave us to possess is because we let them. We are letting them steal from us. We are letting them occupy our land. We are letting them conquer in the name of Lucifer. All we have to do is rise in the power of the Spirit, exercise our authority in the power of the Spirit, and we can defeat the Luciferian elite and the demonic armies and all those that oppose the Lord Jesus Christ. We can defeat them. And it is our job to defeat them in this last day's battle, because the authority that Christ has given us is a superior authority than the authority that has been given them. Okay, stand with us in all these areas. Visit the website that you're listening to us on. Make sure you follow it. And together, if we unite together, this is a powerful biblical principle. If we unite together, we can release the explosive energy of God upon this nation and the true supernatural body of Christ. And we can drive the enemy into the sea. Just like in that movie, The Ten Commandments. The children of Israel were fleeing for their lives. And then God had the sea literally swallow up Pharaoh and Pharaoh's armies and Pharaoh's chariots. They were drowned supernaturally by God, as God used the sea to just drown them. And he put an end to their attacks. Well, God will put an end to the attacks of the enemy upon us, but we have to rise and utilize his power. If we don't utilize the power that he's given us, well, there's no point in him ever having to have given us that power in the first place. If God gives us amazing supernatural power, which he has, and we don't do anything with it, we're kind of insulting God. Let's wake up to the reality that God Almighty, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, Jesus Christ, has already given us overwhelming spiritual and supernatural power. He is just waiting for us to use it. And when we use it, we become an unstoppable force in the earth. Unstoppable. And now's the time to use it, because we're at the crescendo. We're at the highest point in the level of intensity of the great spiritual battle. Okay, this is Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. We'll be back in just a second. What we see before us are this ever-present bombardment of symbols. Symbols that are satanic and Luciferian and demonic in nature. And the enemy's people seem to understand better than God's people how important in any warfare, spiritual or natural, the importance of using symbols to project raw physical power, raw supernatural power, raw spiritual power into the physical earth realm. So very recently, the Olympics featured an all-out bombardment of satanic images, satanic ritual images, pedophilia images, sexual perversion images, violent images, child sacrifice images, demonic images. And it was all done in celebration of Satan and Lucifer. So this satanic symbolism was played out to hundreds of millions of people at the inauguration of the French Olympics on July 26, 2024. And what you got to see was a horrific behind-the-scenes glimpse of the very real spiritual warfare raging on planet Earth right now. And you got to see that this isn't a mythology. This isn't like a conspiracy theory. The fact of the matter is that there exists a dark global satanic cult that is actively ruling the nations of planet Earth. And this dark satanic cult just came out from hiding at the Paris Olympic ceremonies, and they displayed their evil and their perversion and their pedophilia and their spiritual darkness. They made an open display of it before people in Europe and people in the United States. And then they tore down all the videos of it. So it's like next to impossible to find videos of it to see it. Not that you would want to see it, but if you are skeptical or you know people that think that talking like this is a bunch of nonsense, well, you quickly wake up to its reality when you see it with your own eyes, because it proves that this is not, you know, somebody making up a conspiracy theory or trying to just create panic and hysteria. You see that it's real. So right now I'm looking at this robotic rider on a pale horse, which is right out of the book of Revelation, and wearing a white flag with the multicolored rings of the Olympics. And this rider on the white horse is taken from the final stage of the apocalypse, revealed in the book of Revelation. And the symbols that were shown at the Olympics showed not only the rider on the white horse, but all the evil doings that go along with it, the blasphemous symbolism against Christ, the mockery, the perversion mockery of the Last Supper, the wicked symbolism, the gross display of the United Nations 2030 woke agenda and transgender sexuality. And they just flaunted it and glorified it and showed actual acts. They showed actual acts of very detailed, very graphic, highly perverse acts of all kinds of sexual perversion, especially involving young children. And they showed it in the opening ceremonies, and they allowed hundreds of million people to view it worldwide in this massive celebration of Satanism and Lucifer. Then there was this mystical rain, because there was a lot of special effects going on during this ceremony. So along with the symbolism, there was this alluvial rain, which represented the biblical legendary and what we know as a symbolic deluge, as perhaps the only event capable of salvaging humanity. Now, of course, they have that message all warped and mixed up. It could have, they certainly weren't referring to the biblical account of the great deluge and the escape of Noah and his family, because their belief system puts them on the wrong side of that equation. But they showed this deluge, and it's not an accident that they layered into that deluge pictures and symbols of what geoengineering, also known as weather modification technology, is capable of doing in our world, which means it can stop the rain or it can start the rain wherever it's needed. Right now, mankind has had the ability to control the weather since, at the very minimum, since 1947. And many people don't understand that, but the weather, the extreme heat, the extreme cold, the hurricanes, the tsunamis, the earthquakes, all of these things are the product of geoengineering, or what they call weather modification weapons. I prove that with quotes from the head of the CIA in my book, The Greatest Battle. I prove the reality and existence of geoengineering weapons. It's not just geoengineering, it's geo weapons. So each of the four horsemen represents a different part of the apocalypse, such as conquest, war, famine, and death. And the one they chose to display at the Olympics, which is eerily, it's just very eerie, what they showed at the opening of the Paris Olympics was the fourth horseman of death, portrayed by the devil on a horse draped in an Olympic flag. And then the three horsemen represented different facets of the apocalypse. which I just mentioned to you. And the whole opening ceremony was a satanic in-your-face ceremony, much more and far beyond what the French politician Macron said, one of the co-masters of the diabolical cult. It shows how far humanity has gone from the biblical values that at one time held together the various nations. And one of the articles that was written that was trying to analyze the strange opening of the French Olympic Games is this one: France, the Satanic Olympics, the Macron government belongs to a diabolical cult. So the secular news media on a global level was reporting that Macron of France and the globalist elite are part of a dark satanic death cult. This isn't some alternative media reporting this. This is mainstream media. So the entire opening ceremony was filmed in Paris under pouring rain, including a blasphemous satanic reenactment of the Last Supper, the setting of Leonardo da Vinci, but with full LGBTQ plus labels and characters, with a trans lady in the middle showing graphic body parts. And I won't get into the graphic body parts that were exposed in the openings of the Olympics ceremony. And then the continuous imagery depicting what the globalist elite has in mind for us as they attempt or continue to conquer the world, which they're doing, by the way. So, conquest, war, and famine. That's exactly what's going on. When the globalist elite and the Illuminati put together these gigantic televised theatrical stage productions, the imagery and symbolism that they're televising to the world represent a kind of predictive programming in which they are alerting you to what their plans are in the near future. So they're saying to you, and this is from a secular newspaper, that they plan to conquer the world and to take over the world. And the globalists, those who are pretending to be at the point of establishing a one-world government, a one-world digital currency, are exerting full control. And then they quote Henry Kissinger, who helped found the CFR in the United Nations with the Rockefeller family. And Kissinger is quoted by saying, "Control oil and you control nations. Control food and you control people." Henry Kissinger. And so their game plan is to create an endless series of manufactured crisis, unrest, terrorism, infiltrate into a country by satanic cultists, which include the upper echelons of the financial establishment, then invade, create an endless war, never win. And so the industry that fuels it will earn trillions of fake money. We, the people, in turn, work hard while the Zuckerbergs, etc., buy massive yachts worth billions of dollars, irrespective of the CO2 emissions. They tell us, the people, to reduce to zero. But Zuckerberg, who is founder and chairman and CEO of Meta, former Facebook, one of the tech giants, he spends, you know, a fortune and uses a fortune in energy. So I'm looking at the latest report on financial, who owns the money on planet Earth. And I've reported this to you a number of times, but there has been a slight percentage of adjustment in who owns the wealth. So let me give you the latest information on who owns the wealth on planet Earth from the Global Wealth Report that came out in July 22nd of 2024. So what it says in this report is that it indicates that 1.5% of the world population owns 47.5% of the world's wealth. Households with a wealth between $10,000 and $100,000, representing 42.7% of adults, account for 12.6% of global wealth, or $56.2 trillion. So, now, notice that the rich keep getting richer and everybody else keeps getting poorer. That's what the Great Reset is really all about. And why is it important to pay attention to the financial transformation, or should I say the financial robbery by the globalist elite? Why? Because they're planning on launching a World War III. Why would they launch a World War III? They want to launch a World War III because one of the biggest moneymakers historically has always been war. The big moneymakers for the financial elite, the globalist elite, and the richest families and investors in the world, the biggest moneymaker throughout history has always been war and the war industry. War and the war industry is one of the largest generators of fake wealth, wealth by death, exactly what the fourth horseman has in store for us, a $1.3 trillion nuclear weapons program. You see, the reason they want this war is because the global economy of the globalist elite is collapsing, especially in the United States and Europe. So the dirty game they've played, and I wrote all about this, the history of this, in my book, The Day the Dollar Died. I especially talked about how this was the name of the game in World War I and World War II. But wars are also supported directly or indirectly by the tech corporations, by Cyber Valley, formerly called Silicon Valley. And along with wars comes famine. And we are plunged into a global and national artificial famine by the false, by why? What is causing the artificial famine? A false climate change agenda. The big lie is that that has been drilled into the human brain so that even the smartest people believe this big lie. They have agreed to 12 other nations. The United States has joined 12 other nations in signing a World Economic Forum agreement that seeks to engineer global famine by destroying the agricultural industry. According to the agreement, which was drawn up by the WEF and the United Nations, food production is causing global warming and must be eliminated. To save the planet from climate change, the globalists insist farms must be shut down across the world. So did you ever ask yourself why Bill Gates is running across the United States buying up endless acres of farmland? He's not a farmer. Why is he buying up endless acres of farmland? He's buying up endless acres of farmland because that will help trigger and engineer a global famine by destroying the agricultural industry. So the globalist elite want to save the planet from climate change, and the globalists insist farms must be shut down across the world. Well, what will that do? That will produce mass starvation, which then helps them accomplish their other agenda, which is the mass killing off of hundreds of millions of people. It's a dirty way of eliminating what they believe is overpopulation. So the CO2 emissions and other greenhouse gases are causing the man-made climate change against any evidence. So there's no evidence that their theory is true. It's just propaganda. But the average person doesn't think, just believes the propaganda that is being fed to them, such as climate change will kill us all. There's no such thing as climate change. Climate change is weather modification weapons. Now, I'm looking at a chart of all the farmland owned by the Bill Gates Foundation. So I'm looking at the Gates land holdings by state. And you can see he owns, I'm just looking at the map, probably close to 50% of the acreage available for farming. So this is not an exact number, but I would say that Bill Gates owns approximately 50% of all the available farmland in America. He owns 50% of the available farmland. Because I'm looking at a map of what he owns, and everything he owns is in a shade of green, and everything he doesn't own is in a shade of brown. And in fact, the amount of land he owns could exceed 60% of the available farmland. So, just in terms of farmland, Bill Gates owns 242,000 acres. In transitional land, he owns 25,750 acres. In what's called recreational land, Bill Gates owns 1,234 acres. So Bill Gates owns a grand total of 268,984 acres of land in America. So this is exactly parallel to the death cult symbolism being shown at the opening Olympic ceremonies in Paris. Because the whole major theme of the satanic death cult is they're buying up all the farmland, like Bill Gates is buying up all the farmland. And the goal of buying up all the farmland is to create a mass artificial famine, which will create mass death. That is the rider on the pale horse from the book of Revelation. You see how the globalist elite, the Luciferian elite, works? They telegraph to you, they project to you what their evil plan is before they do it. That's why they paraded around the pale horse, representing starvation and disease and death. They paraded around the pale horse of death at the French Olympic ceremonies. And why did they do that at that time period? Because at the same time, Bill Gates has been on a buying frenzy, buying up all the land, all the available farmland. He's been buying it up like crazy in the past 6 months, up to the present date. So their depiction of the pale horse and the pale horse rider from the book of Revelation is connected directly to what people like Bill Gates are actually doing when they are buying up all the farmland. But it gets worse than that. Kids and others are being brainwashed right now that they need to prepare themselves for eating a new diet, a diet on bugs and a diet maybe on grass, a diet towards famine leading directly to the fourth horseman, which is death. I mean, this is like evil stuff beyond evil. So you see the horrific, horrific statistics, and you realize that these men are evil, evil beyond belief. They are Luciferians, they are Satan worshipers, and it's not just that they believe those things. They're in the process right now of killing off the human race through mass death, and then they brag about it with their Olympic ceremonies and the other things they do right out in the open. They brag about their evil works. So you're listening to the Paul McGuire Report. This is Paul McGuire. Please follow our social media. Please like and spread the word and spread the links of our programming. Help us financially. Help us get the message out. We don't have much time. We need to take a stand now. These people are not playing games. Their goal is to kill off mankind in a mass death strategy. So we have to stand and use our spiritual weapons and be strategic, but most of all, take a stand. If we just sit there in a lethargic stupor, they will take us down. You know, I'm looking at this news report about how the Rockefellers had a food system agenda, which they originally created in America. Now they want to destroy the food system agenda. Now, why would they want to do that? Because their goal is the mass killing off of the masses through starvation and a number of things. And right now, as I'm speaking to you, you need to recognize that a food transition, which is a fancy word that they use, a food transition is literally a war on food, farmers, and everybody worldwide. So, in addition to that, the World Economic Forum has an obsession with artificial intelligence and brain chipping. They want to create an AI system where they say, we don't even need democratic elections. This is what Klaus Schwab has openly said. He says, he's saying openly, Klaus Schwab, the head of the World Economic Forum, he's saying that they want to create an AI and brain chipping system where they will no longer need democratic elections. It's obvious that he intends to replace free democratic elections with computerized nanochip voting that can be totally controlled, totally distorted, and totally manipulated. I mean, they're not doing this out of the goodness of their hearts. They're doing it because they're evil. And you and I need to remember that. We are dealing with an evil global cabal that hates Christianity, hates God, hates everything that has to do with God. And unless we stand against it, they intend to enslave us on a level that I think most people have difficulty with coming to terms with. But you got to get over that difficulty and you got to take a stand. Otherwise, you, your children, and your grandchildren will have nothing to live for should the Lord tarry. Remember, all things are possible with God. We can overcome any enemy. Are you listening to me? We can overcome any enemy if we will put our faith in God, obey God, and move forward doing what God called us to do. We can defeat any enemy. But you see, if you surrender, if you give up, if you retreat before the battle has actually begun, then you've already been conquered. And that's a total violation of understanding God's word. Because God's word has said very specifically, not only have you not already been conquered, according to God, we are right now at this moment in space and time, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. So the reverse is true. Not only have we not been conquered, we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, no matter what is going on. We are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. And we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. So remember this. And if this is not how your mind thinks, then you need to discipline your mind like a disobedient donkey. Yeah, there's a better word for donkey I'd like to use, but I'm being polite. God did not create you to be a blank, which would be a better word than donkey. God did not create you to be a blank. Again, there's a better word for donkey. God did not create you to be a donkey, or that better word. God created you before the beginning of time to be an overcomer in this last day's spiritual warfare. All things are possible with God. All things are possible with God. And God tells us we are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. So not only have we not been created to be conquered, to be enslaved, but we need to renew our minds with the Word of God and to begin to believe what God's Word says, not what the Luciferian elite or the World Economic Forum or Bill Gates or what the Rockefeller people say. We need to reject what they're saying and believe what God is saying. And what God's word is saying is that we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. What God's word is saying is that we are overcomers in Christ Jesus. So we have been called before the beginning of time to be more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, and we have been called to be overcomers in Christ Jesus. So let us renew our minds and command our minds in the authority of Jesus Christ
to operate in synchronization with the truth of God's word, and then move forward boldly, believing entirely the truth, which we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus, and we are more than overcomers in Christ Jesus. And on that, I want to say to you, all things are possible with God. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire. Stand with me in faith. Two or more can make 10,000 flee. Stand with me in faith, and let us take back our nation and our world together. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us. And remember, once again, that nothing is impossible with God. God bless you. This is Paul McGuire.